Okay, so if you last remember, you were discussing the inyan of being makir at Kadosh Baruch Hu, what that means, and he began with the Gemara, I believe it was Reb Zeir and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Zeir said that when I find Reb Yehuda in a good mood, I can ask him kol chal le'ama, anything that I would like to know about the world, about Pnimi Satayra, Nigla Satayra, Chachma Sa'olam, and he'll answer all my questions. When I find him in B'dicha Daite, when he's in a good mood, I can ask him kol chal le'ama. And he answers them the questions. And the Gemara gives a whole list of questions which he asked of Yehuda and how he answered them. Gevaldik. So, the last we had said was attaching a Kaddish Baruch Hu to the world and the world to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hakar Kaddish Baruch Hu means that if a person who really has a cheshek to understand Malei Chol Arutz Kavaydoi and he's searching for Hashem and everything which he does, so then he could be zeichet to that type of a perspective to go around seeing Hashem and everything which he does and everything which exists. That's Yisoid, that's Kesher, that's Tzaddik, the Kesher which in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So he goes back to our Gemara that he began with a few Oisiyos ago. That he saw that Rabbi Yehuda was in a good mood. What do you mean he's in a good mood? But he had a nice cup of coffee. Daita Rechava Baboris Baruch Derech HaNizkar. Daita Rechava Baboris Baruch means in a good mood that he was in a space in his lave where he was really being margish, the Yichud Hashem. When a person really understands and he feels that he's in Hashem's embrace and that wherever he goes, he's margish Hashem's presence, there's a b'dicha da'it in that. It's a beautiful, beautiful yishuv hadas and a beautiful inner simcha that a yid has. What's the pshat of the Gemara? All the chalalei da'ama. It doesn't just say that he can ask whatever he wants. Kol chalalei da'ama. To ask him the Chachmas Hashem and the Torah of things which are concealed and hidden from regular people. Hava Amale. He would tell it to him. V'sholo my time akach and my time akach, and give explanations why Hashem did this way and did that way. V'yishpacholachamim Chachma nefilo al mishchanan Hashem isbarach bina. And this tremendous oimek, the person who's given that to us. V'lo yitani yodeyadma. And I don't know, says the Yoshe Divi Emes, exactly what that means. Halavai. Av bevadi him atanoim hanal. But these great giants, there's tremendous, and what they ask was tremendous chachma, and what they give over was tremendous chachma. I mean, it would seem like, you know, why does the sun spin on this, you know, the earth spin on this axis, or why do the birds come out at this time of the day? Whatever those questions were, I don't remember. But it seemed like just very trivial things. So what, he thought he was in a good mood, and they were just kibitzing and shmoozing stamazai? No, that these were very, they understood a certain shprach they had with each other, that these questions, they were opening up worlds of secrets. So otherwise, but the Gemara is just wasting its time. It's just telling us chitter-chatter of great people. There's not a single word in Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh which doesn't come to teach something in Avodas Hashem. Otherwise, what's it for? It's called Torah because it's teaching us a path. Every word, every letter of Torah, every nekuda. Even situations in the Gemara which seems like they're completely not applicable. What's this doing here? Chas v'shalom. Everything we could take a derech and a way. You may be able to take a halacha which you may ever use in your life, but you can find in that something in your avodas Hashem which you can apply practically. Everything can be brought into our world of avodas Hashem. Halacha, agadata, whatever it is. Imreku, and if you don't see it, mikem hurek, then it's because you don't see it, but not because it's not there. Our Misha Oivet Hashem Yisbarach B'Shleimus, a person who's a complete Oivet Hashem. Megalon L'Razei Torah. Razei Torah is not something that a person discovers, it's something that is handed over to a person who serves Hashem B'Shleimus. V'zehu harazin. What's the secrets of Torah? This goes back to the definition of Nister, like we spoke about before. Nister is not the Chachma itself. If it's revealed to you, then it's not Nister anymore. If it's not revealed to you, then it's your Nister. So if I don't understand, you know, the Divrei Yoel on the shelf because I don't know enough Shalos and Tshuvas and Poskim and Gemara, so that's Nister to me. So Rabbi Yoelish is Nister, right? But that's not how we define Nister. Torah Sinister means something which can't be given over. Something which is not explainable, which is Chayvas HaLavavos, which is the Avas Hashem and the Yiras Hashem. And that's Eich Likach Eitzim Mikol Taim Yotzit Lava Ben Marais Machshmai. how I could take from every mitzvah, halach and Torah, a way to serve Hashem, even though I can't be mekayim those mitzvahs right now where I am. For example, kama mitzvahs atzlis ba'aretz v'shar mitzvahs. So I'm not in Eretz Yisrael right now. We're here in Woodmere to be mekayim the mitzvahs trumas and ma'isrus, or any other mitzvahs which are totally ba'aretz. But I can learn those halachas and I can find a way in avodas Hashem which is applicable to me right now where I am. And eitzah, take eitzahs from the Torah. That's why the Zayas definition of mitzvahs is not obligations. It's eitzahs. Everything is an eitzah. How to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a very big difference fundamentally between Niglas Atayra and Pima Satayra. Niglas Atayra is more based on our relation with Hashem as Avadim. Avadayim. Avadayim. Pnimiyas Atayra is more based on the relationship of Banim Atem Hashem Elokecha. You don't give instructions to a child. Right? If you have a warm relationship, you would never want to do anything which is against the will of the father. So what you want to do for your son is to give him eitzes. Whereas in the Niglas HaTaira, you're dealing with an Eved, and Eved may want to, you know, do you wrong. So you have to lay down the law for an Eved. So Niglas HaTaira is more, these are mitzvahs, meaning Lashon Tzivoy, which is what you have to do. But in Pnimiyas, Tzivoy is a Lashon of Tzavoyis, which means to connect. Which means our eitzes, as the Zayar Kaddish would call it. It's a different shpach, but we're both banim and avadim Hashem, so we need both. Ahava nira. Ratzalamer shenoysin adam eitzah eich liyisbar is dabik b'yayitzer. Mitzvahs, like we said. Mitzvahs for Allah Shemadveikas. Eitzes to be dabik Hashem. Kol zagid lana chachamim vana. V'ani shemati kemi pe kaddish harav ha-magid, from the Zlatshav ha-magid. I heard this from his mouth. V'amar, and he said, shemi oidai, from his very beginnings, whatever I'm learning, whether it's a simple sefer, quote unquote, or a Gemara or Kabbalah, doesn't matter. I don't see anything other than how to serve Hashem. Every sefer I pick up, I take from it a derech and an eitz and avodas Hashem. And that is the truth. When he was a heilig yid, the Zlatshav HaMagid, and the Yeshiva of Rambam was too. But he's saying me compared to him. You know, he could take from a sefer, and his humility, the Yishlemer says, "I can't do that," but he can. We shar shlemer and give people like him. But pashtanim like us, eichuma, we don't exactly see how to do that. But I believe it 100% that there are tzaddikim who do that, and they can't do that. I've seen it myself. We've spoken enough about this, according to our ability to understand. But whatever it is, whatever a person comes in contact with, whether in the world, but certainly in a safe in his limud, before you run off, think about it. Look it over again, a few times, so that it goes in. And the more that a person sits on something, the more that it reveals itself to him. The Ramchal says that the Oisiyas have a lot to say. The Oisiyas are machkimas. That's why many people find it very hard to read and to learn Sfarim other than the Lashon HaKodesh. Even if you learn it in English, you may be able to absorb it, but it doesn't enter into the lave, and it doesn't communicate to you the way, because the Oisiyas of Lashon HaKodesh, they're able to give over. Oisiyas machkimas. The letters themselves, they have a lot to say, and the or is nignas in those letters. They have letters, Lashon HaKodesh. So there's a different havana that a person has. So we find in the Sfarim that they talk about that chazara is not just a way for you to remember your limud, but when you learn something again and again and again, and you're reading it over, you're looking it over again, and you allow your mind and your heart to come in contact with those letters over and over, so the letters have to tell you things. They have to tell you things about what's going on. Each person, according to his sincerity and his kedusha and his tahara, all the other tnaya limud. But the letters have a lot to say. The more that a person chazes it, the more that these eitzes that we're looking for, the tzaddikim were zeichin to those because they were kedoshei elyon tahirim, and they were called kulei on fire for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was their whole pursuit of everything in their lives. The mevakesh es Hashem. So then the oisiyos would give over. That's where the limud comes from. The oisiyos themselves, they give over. We should be zeichin to be amongst them and to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tveikas kol hayoyim.